it was the year of Rio Olympics and Zika bugs and selfie sticks when the GOP, they picked a prick. 50 years ago, I tell you, son, it was the year the big mouth asshole almost won. I know it's hard to fathom now how he got so close to the White House when he casually told his angry white crowd, I'll pay for your lawyer, now go beat up someone. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. He almost won, nearly took it all, even while the Ku Klux Klan endorsed him, y'all. He thought using nukes was a top-notch option. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. Yeah, he denied the fact that he filed bankruptcy after bankruptcy on casinos, for the love of Pete. We saw his amazing business acumen.
But no tax returns.
The year the big mouth asshole almost won.
It takes a real moron to lose money on a casino.
He worked the crowd like a con man, kept his words small, just like his hands, doubling down when questioned and giving no apology or retraction. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. He almost won, nearly took it all. The year we heard them screaming, build that wall. It was a particularly tough year to be a Muslim American. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. First he stood for this, then he stood for that, like a registered Republican. He called women whores and gross and fat, and he promised punishments for abortions. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. In the land of willful illiteracy, we learned the word oligarchy, and also demagoguery, and open, unwashed, blatant racism. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. He almost won, nearly took it all. But this thin-skinned emperor has no balls. We started to envy the North Koreans. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. And according to Sean Hannity, the zombie scandal at Benghazi was Hillary's fault entirely. So it really didn't hurt that she was as disliked as Donald T, as he riled up society. So sure that he and only he could come up with huge solutions. The year the big mouth asshole almost won. Then a sort of miracle occurred. Our votes were cast, our voices heard. Somehow we flushed that mouthy turd, and there was still lots of work to get done. Gotta quit the fracking and money laundering. She was no Bernie, but we thought maybe she'd listen a little bit as we spun ever closer to the sun. The year the big mouth, narcissistic, xenophobic, misogynistic, megalomaniacal, morally and fiscally bankrupt, bullying, bigoted asshole almost won.